You are listening to Nehemiah Gordon's Raw Stream of Torah Consciousness. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.
Here's what's important. When I look at Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and I see before that in the verse, Ehyeh, I immediately notice, wait a minute, something's going on here. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh sounds awfully like Ehyeh. Clearly it has some relation to the word Haya. And the Aleph is I will, and the Yud means he will. So God says to Moses, I will be that which I will be, or I am that which I am. And he says, tell them I am sent me to you. And then, or I will be sent me to you. And then very next verse, before he's caught his breath, so to speak, he says moreover to Moses, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So when you read this in Hebrew, it's immediately obvious that Yud of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the Yud of Yehyeh, he will be. Are you with me, guys? This is immediately obvious in Hebrew. This is not some innovation I came up with. I'll show you there's sources going back 2,000 years that say this. It's so obvious, I don't know that I've ever taught this. This is the part where I said, why would I do a teaching on Exodus 3:14? Like that's, you want me to talk about bringing evidence that the sky is blue? Like it just seems to me like, but I realize most people don't speak Hebrew and don't know Hebrew grammar. So in Hebrew, this is obvious. Now there's a little bit of a problem here. If really these two are related, Ehyeh and Yehyeh, why is the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh? Why isn't it Yud-Heh-Yud-Heh? Where did the Vav come from? That's pretty obvious too. The Vav comes from, so we've got Yehyeh and Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. You see the difference is the Yud versus the Vav. So where did the Vav come from? The Vav comes from the present tense form of the verb. Hoveh means he who is or he is. Everybody say Hoveh. And by the way, Hovah, say Hovah, means she is. Okay, hoveh, hovah, hovim, hovot. He is, she is, they are. Hebrew is a very politically incorrect language. There's a different form for masculine and feminine. They, meaning in English you have they. In Hebrew there's two theys, they, he, and they, she. Do you want to hear how politically incorrect Hebrew is? If there's 1,000 women in the crowd and one man, you refer to them as masculine. It's like the one drop rule of the Hebrew language. If there's 1,000 men and one woman, you still refer to them as masculine, right? So now you could actually, if you want to be politically correct, argue that the masculine is technically a neuter form as well, right? But let's not get into that. So we've got Hoveh and Yehyeh. And maybe we should stop here, but we can't stop here because we heard the rabbi say, Hayah Hoveh Yehyeh. He was, he is, he will be, or he who was, he who is, he will be. Where did he get the Haya? Why did he bring that in there? We don't need that, right? We've got the Vav of Hoveh, and we've got the Yud of Yehyeh. Why did he bring that in there? Haya means he who was. Everybody with me. Haya. Hoveh. Yehyeh. Here's the really cool part that I thought was too obvious to bother to talk about. I really thought this was obvious, but it was funny. I was sharing this with T-Bone. T-Bone is this gentleman who doesn't read Hebrew, but he has some kind of incredible program. He's a computer programmer mind. And he could look at a manuscript of Hebrew and immediately find on the page where it says Yehovah with the full vowels. Incredible. So I was explaining this to T-Bone a few days ago. And he said, Nehemiah, and this is a guy who's found the name Yehovah in over 700, personally, he's actually found it personally. I mean, I verified it, right? But he found it personally in over 700 manuscripts, which is more than me. I've got about 200 and change to my name, where I am the first one to have found it in those manuscripts, but he found it in over 700. Incredible, this man. And I'm showing this to him, what's obvious to me, and he said, for all these months I've been working with you, and I knew there was a piece missing to the puzzle, and I was praying, God, I don't understand. How do you get from Hayahoveh to Yehyeh to Yehovah? And of course, why would I explain it to him? It's obvious. Yehovah. The Yud of Yehyeh and the Ho of Hoveh and the Av Hayah is Yehovah. This is obvious in Hebrew. I'm telling you, the sky is blue. I don't need the 1,000 manuscripts. I love the 1,000 manuscripts, but I actually don't need them to know it's Yehovah. They verify 100% that it's Yehovah without any question, any doubt, but this is something that was known to Jews based on the Hebrew grammar alone. Hayah, Hoveh, Yehiyeh. Let's look at that one more time. Hayah, Hoveh, Yehiyeh is Yehovah. Is that pretty cool? All right.
I hope you enjoyed the special preview of my support team study, The Great I Am Revealed. If you're interested in watching the full in-depth teaching, simply visit my website, nehemiahswall.com, and click on Support Team Studies. Thank you for supporting Makor Hebrew Foundation. Together, we can empower people around the world with vital information about the Hebrew sources of their faith. May Jehovah bless you and keep you always. Amen.
You have been listening to Nehemiah Gordon's Raw Stream of Torah Consciousness. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.